Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I'm so grateful that you have jumped on board to grab a cup of encouragement today. I want to take you to the book of Acts in chapter 13. And the very first sermon I ever preached was on this text. And I started preaching in verse 6 of Acts 13. This is the story of how Peter has this miraculous escape from prison. Listen to verse 6. The night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, chained between two soldiers, with others standing guard at the prison gate. And suddenly there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel tapped him on the side to awaken him and said, "Quick, get up." And the chains fell off of his wrists. Then the angel told him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals." And he did. "Now put on your coat and follow me," the angel ordered. Now, I got to tell you, one, I'd be freaked out if I were in prison and I were chained to two guards and I had others watching me, but an angel shows up with a bright light and pokes me in the side and wakes me up, and the chains fall off of me, and then he says, "Get dressed, we're going." And then I love this one phrase. The angel says, "Oh yeah, get your coat on too, because we're not just gonna walk around here in the prison yard. We're about to leave." So Peter, the scriptures say down in verse 11, he finally figures out what's happening, and he says, "It's really true." He said to himself, "The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jews were hoping to do to me." Now, this is, gets really, really great. So he goes to where the disciples are hanging out, and he's knocking on the door. And these folks are all grieved and they're all worried. So they send this little servant girl, Rhoda, to come to the door, and she recognizes that it's Peter's voice. I mean, she's so overjoyed that instead of opening the door, she runs back inside to tell everybody, "Hey guys, Peter is knocking at the door." And listen to what they said in verse 15. "You're out of your mind," they said. And when she insisted, they decided, well, it must be an angel. So listen to this. Meanwhile, in verse 16, Peter continued knocking. When they finally went out and opened the door, they were amazed. He motioned for them to quiet down and told them what had happened. Okay, guys, listen. This is crazy cool. It says in verse 18, "At dawn, there was a great commotion among the soldiers about what had happened to Peter." No kidding, right? I mean, really, this didn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure out, okay, something weird is going on. But the story inside the story comes from this little girl named Rhoda. Odds are good that Rhoda was probably about 11 or 12 years old. She's been sent to the door because they're too busy praying, and she's sent to deal with whatever the interruption is. She hears the knocking, and I can almost hear her say, "Hello, who's there?" And Peter saying, "It's me, Peter." And she is so excited. She has been in the room hearing them pray for Peter. And they've been praying their guts out. And they're praying so hard that they don't have the time to step away from prayer to go answer the door. So they send this little girl. And this little girl immediately knows, wait a minute, this is Peter, the guy they're praying for. She's so freaked out by it, instead of opening the door, she goes back in and she says, "It's Peter." Now remember, this is what they're praying for, that Peter would be released, that Peter would be saved. Well, he's at their very door knocking on it, and they tell this little girl, Rhoda, "Okay, you're really crazy. We're serious here. We're praying that God would somehow release Peter." And listen to this. They look at her when she says, "It's Peter," and say, "You must be out of your mind." Well, you know what, friend? Isn't it interesting that oftentimes when we pray, we forget to recognize the answer? That God longs to hear our prayers and he longs to answer our prayers. And in that moment and in that time, God did exactly what they were asking, but they simply couldn't fathom the reality of it. Friend, whatever it is you're praying for today, don't send Rhoda to the door. Trust and receive his answers, just like he was sitting at the lunch table with you today and saying, "Here you go." I truly believe with all my heart that when we start looking for answers, as much as we start praying for them, we will find that God is constantly at work, and He'll drop our chains and lead us out of all of our troubles, because He came to walk us through them, not around them. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. And thanks for grabbing a cup of encouragement. I hope you'll go over and listen to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, and get a little peace, power, and direction. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.